Warning, the following episode will contain spoilers. So if you haven't watched episode 7 of The Penguin, we're going to ruin it for you. And there will be foul language as we talk about it, because Devo can't help himself. Hello, and welcome to another episode of We're Waiting for You. I'm your host, Star, along with my co-host, Devo.
Hello.
That was like a weird hello, but all right, we'll take it. And tonight, we're going to be reviewing Penguin Episode 7 called Top Hat, which, I mean, we jump, these series, we're jumping right into the story, but holy shit, Devo, this was a dark, dark episode. Fucking dark.
Yeah, kind of starts off with a. I was wondering, by the way, when we were going to get our Penguin flashback scenes. And we kind of thought we were over them. We did Sophia, we did Vic. Mm-hmm. We thought we were kind of over them. And then, yeah, we got that. And that was as dark as you'd imagine, I guess. As dark as you could possibly go, is that he kills his brothers.
I mean, shit, they just threw us right into it, because the beginning, like you said, we got our Oz flashback, but we got a flashback that was literally just head in first, because we get when he's there with his mom and then he's with his brothers, and all of a sudden we fast forward a little bit. I thought Rex, the guy they introduced, Rex, which is by the way, that actor is amazing. If you remember him from a bunch of, you know, mob movies. I thought he was going to be the reason that his brothers died, but no, they fed us that it was Oz that killed them, and they told us at the end, you know, you know how they do the little podcast section at the end? I was like, oh, man, I thought he unknowingly did it, but also allowed it because, you know, he kept looking at the rain and smiling, but holy shit, they threw us right into that fucking mix.
Yes. It definitely was. There was a movie years ago called Identity. Spoiler for that movie, but there's this smile. This little kid is a killer in it, and he's got this smile that he's killed everyone, and he's so happy. And that's exactly what Oz looked like. He looked like a little serial killer.
When he walked off, like at first, when he closed the door and the brothers, like, oh, he killed them by accident because he tried to go down, then he went back up, and he closed the door. And I thought it was just like him, fuck you, try to get out now, ha ha ha, you know? But when he went back home, and as we continue the episode, I started getting more and more the feeling like, holy shit.
Oh yeah, 100%. No, he was jealous and envious of the attention of his mother. And he does have plans, you know, he has plans going on. But then you can tell he is very opportunistic and he will just kill when he wants to kill. They kind of showed that with the post-credit scene about like a... Alberto, he probably was already planning on wiping out Alberto, but then Alberto offended him and he just shoots dead right there. There probably was this longer plan to do. And that's probably what happened with his brothers. Was there was probably a longer plan with his brothers, but he just was like, oh, fuck you. You're going to go down the fucking ladder. I'll just kill you now.
Bro, that, do you remember an old movie starring Macaulay Culkin when he was a child? It was called The Good Son, right? I don't know if you remember it. Basically, Macaulay Culkin is an evil, fucking wicked child in this. And he did everything to his adopted parents, I think it was. He was just killing left and right. And it was just... Not Macaulay Culkin. I'm talking about Oz. But holy shit, he reminded me of Macaulay Culkin in that film. It was just so vicious, bro. But yeah, I think you're right.
Yes,
I think he just goes with the plan and he's like, fuck it, this is my opportunity.
But what's crazy about it is it's not like he's evil. It's all based on a plan. It's based on advancing Oz. That's what it's all about. Because in this very same episode, just minutes later, when it's revealed that, you know, he comes back to his mom's apartment and she's been kidnapped, and he finds Vic there bloodied on the ground, and he hears Saul and Saul's men coming up the stairs to come and get him, he gets Vic out of there. He's like, Vic, get out of here. They're going to kill you. Like, they want to kidnap me, but they will kill you, kind of thing. And that's It's just it's competing. If he was purely evil, he would be like hand Vic a gun, and then Oz would have jumped out the window. You know what I mean? Like, keep him
Yeah,
off me, Vic.
you make a good point, but he also told Vic. I thought it was smart the way he did it. He told Vic, you know, get me an army, but he knew I can't find my mom if
Yeah.
I don't go with this. And I saw that as like, okay, he still loves his mom, he does love his mom. So I get that point, but I mean, it was just atrocious, that whole beginning part. But continuing on here on the story, and I like how you kind of move us along here, is thankfully we see what happened to his mom. This is probably one of my favorite scenes with the mom, because there's not a lot in this show with the mom. I hated the, we talked about it, right? Last episode. The mom needs to go already. But
Yeah.
we finally get a good scene where the mom is like, she held her own versus Sophia, basically told her to go fuck herself, and my Oz is gonna fuck you up. It was just great to watch. It was like, finally, this lady, bro.
Yeah, it was very. I said some pretty harsh things about her and her whole storyline.
We did. We both did, right?
Yeah, and now I gotta take everything I said back because they made it like her mental problems. Bringing in Shades there as the psychiatrist, Julian Rush. I don't know if you'd call him Shades. No, they did an amazing job of bringing that story all the way around and having her be the way information about what happened to Oz's brother. Because you can't just get that information out anywhere. There's only a few people that would know it. So that's the only way you can bring it to Sophia is with that conversation.
And I hated her whole storyline, because she was just a nuisance in my eyes in throughout the entire story. But they did a well job bringing it into episode 7, and now the interaction between her and Sophia and Rush. Kind of what you were alluding to is we see why, and she's carrying this guilt. She feels bad. She lost two of her kids, and she seemed like a good mother up to that point where she was trying to raise her boy. She was, and then now we get a fucking scene with weird fucking Rush and his light show. But it also surprised me that this is the fucking sewers where Oz is getting his fucking drugs. Like, I was like, holy shit, bro.
No, that's. I mean, it's so weird. I mean, there's also a reference later in the episode about that sewer and that specifically that door, which is kind of funny. We'll get to next, but it's just obviously Sal Maroni now has Penguin as a hostage, and his whole job is to bring him back to the sewers, get the drugs. Penguin pulls a little mind game. He knows Sal is a fucking hothead. And this is he knows Sal, so he knows all he's a great people figuring out what people will do, figuring out what how people will act. He's an amazing person at that
Yeah, he could
because
read
he
them.
got right yeah he got right under Sal's skin and got Sal to snap, which triggered Sophia's people to go after Sal a little bit, like hey, whoa, Sal, you can't kill him, we promised that we would promise that we would bring him back for Sophia.
Yeah, no,
And that ends up
absolutely.
causing a fucking whole melee, and then fucking Sal has a goddamn heart attack and dies.
Let me tell you, that Sal up to this point was really being loyal to his word with his deal with Sophia, because he was like, we're going to get your drugs back. He didn't say we're going to get our drugs back. He said we're going to get your drugs back. And he kept Sophia in the loop on everything. And I said, damn, I really like fucking Sal. And the whole altercation happens, but you got to see where even Penguin's men stepped up to bat for him and was like, I guess they acknowledge, holy shit, now we're going to be under this fucking umbrella of these assholes again. We're going to have to step up to the bat here for the Penguin and make this happen. And like you said, everything goes unhinged. I got to tell you, Sal's death scene, I thought him and Oz was going to have the fight within the train they had, right? I thought either Oz was going to stab him or shoot him, or just he's like something stupid happens. Oh, son, fucking Sal had a heart attack. I did not see that coming. And that kind of, I don't know. I think that whole evolution that we were getting to, that like this whole showdown between them got deflated real quick. I'm not saying I didn't like the whole scene, but I was like, holy shit, that is one way to fucking get rid of Sal at this point.
And the funny thing is Penguin wasn't expecting it. He's
Yeah.
angry. He's angry as shit it happened.
He's like, you were supposed to kill me. You were supposed to show me what do you mean? And he had a little scene there where he got a kind of unhinged to a dead body of Sal, and then he just decided, well, I'm just gonna put two in his chest just in case. And he puts two bullets in him. That whole tempo came to a fucking quick stop where the guy had a heart attack in the middle of the fight. And even you said it best, he was surprised by it, but even Penguin in the middle of the fight, when he had the heart attack, he was like, hey, oh God, what's going on? What happened? No. He was disappointed in it.
Yeah, and Penguin was also doing a really good job of taking a fucking beating too.
He was getting his ass whooped. But
Yeah, well, it really, really, really was.
it's funny, he even it came to a full circle with that fucking ring because he takes the ring back, right? And then he steps out, and it kind of solidified him in front of his guys, where he brought Sal's body out, and he's like, this is what we came for, is what we came to do. And then he calls Sophia and is like, hey, listen, all I want is my mother back. That scene was, I found a little weird. The scene where he calls Sophia and is like, I want my mom back. Listen, I don't care. You can have everything. Like, do you really think she's gonna trust what you say? And I love what Sophia did. I love the way they wrote that.
Yeah, no, I really did too. It was very good. I thought it was very well written. But also what kind of comes in there with that whole phone call too is from her gassing of the fucking house with the kid. I did not see that coming back as a storyline. The one person she saved by taking into the garden.
Yes. Okay, you're
And
talking
so that
about
was going on.
when she goes visit the little girl, Gia.
Dr. Julian Rush comes in, I think, in the background while she's talking to Oz. When
Yes.
she's literally finding out the plan, but it's eight episodes, an hour and 10 each. They don't waste any movement in the show. I got to imagine that is something that's going to be happening big soon. Like either in episode eight or the Batman movie, something to do with that kid.
Gia.
Gia.
Yeah, so
Because they don't waste an interesting scene because she tells the kid, yeah, I killed him and they were bad people. Don't cry for him.
well, it's what's funny is she tells her, is that w what you think I did? Like, she didn't admit to it, but
No, not necessarily.
she did come out and tell them, they were bad people. Don't cry for them. Everybody in our family is bad. Which, by the way, that scene itself kind of shows you that Sophia's really, you said it at the beginning of when we first started this series, was she's kind of the kind of anti-hero, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, 100%. I felt that last, I think I said that last time. I said it's playing up to where she's the kind of the hero here.
Yes,
Like when she convinced Oz's call girl to join her, not join her side, but to help her, like she's coming off as the hero here.
Yes, she. So th what I was alluding to was that really a bad guy here going around killing every fucking person. She just wants revenge to what hap what occurred to her, what they did to her. And even when she went up to Gia, she has this. I gotta say, that whole scene with the little girl, that was, I love writing like that, where she told the girl, listen, everybody in our family is bad, but don't cry. And then, Sophia starts to cry because she doesn't want to hurt the little girl. She just wants revenge against her family and against Oz to what everything that occurred to her. But she kind of, the way I saw it, D, was because she felt, I don't want this girl to feel like I felt all these years. And she kind of tells her, make something better for yourself. This is your way out. That was beautiful in itself, right? That kind of shows you that Sophia was, they wrote Sophia in this series like she's not the devil here. She is just a person getting revenge for everything that happened to her. And I gotta say, that was so well written.
It really was.
I mean, I'm trying to think of, it was just a nice moment. And it was probably one of those powerful moments that shows you the other side of Sophia and all that. But then kind of got where Sophia connects with Rush later on, and Rush is like, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? And she's pretty much telling him, I want out, And he's like, I'll do whatever you want, whatever. And she was like, listen, this is what I want to do. And I love that she threw the fucking playbook out the window, because what are most of them would have done? Falcone or any of them. They would have sent the mother and they would have said, okay, let's make the deal. But
Yep.
she said, fuck that. And by the way, I was one of them that, as I was watching, I thought it was his mom in the back dead, like what happened to Alberto. I love that
Yeah.
twist where they didn't do that and it was a fucking bomb. I was like, holy shit, this is so well written. This episode, as dark as it is, was well written to the very end.
I will say that it did feel like classic Batman. tie up Batman and then let him get away. Like, oh, I'm going to, you know, 5 minutes until you drop in the acid, Batman, but I'm going to go. I got a meeting to go to. It just, he's captured by Sal. He gets bailed out with a heart attack. And then Sophia has, like, she didn't have to tell him. She could have just driven the truck in there and have it detonate right the fuck then.
Yes.
But you know what I mean? Like, because she doesn't care about people. So it's like she's going to allow her henchmen to get away. So told the henchman, like, hey, as soon as you start the timer, you'll have plenty of time to run away. And just wink, wink, nod, nod. You know what I mean? Like, it's just going to fucking blow up right when you stop. That was my thing. I just felt like it was like he gets off the hook again. And the door that he used to kill his brothers is the door that saves his life. He knows where that door is. And so he gets behind it and saves himself from the blast. And then he crawls out of the hole and he gets captured. And the episode begins. He's a prisoner. And then the episode ends where it's a prisoner. It's like a really long hour and 10 minutes just to go right back to what fuck where you were.
Taking a step back to where you said the henchman, you're right. She doesn't trust anybody. She remembers when she thought it was one of her henchmen that was loyal to her or whatnot. She doesn't trust any of these people. I don't even think she trusts Julian Rush. She's just using him, right? I think she's gone to the point where she's like, fuck everyone. I'm going to do my own thing. But she's still a bad guy, but she's not going around aimlessly killing people, but fucking detonates that huge bomb and just, I think, you know, she wanted the final word with him on the phone. Like, you know, it's me. But yeah, it's funny. It's the same place where his brothers died. It's what saved him. And he crawls out of that fucking hole after the explosion. And did you notice who captured him at the end of the episode?
Yeah, the officer.
Oh, I said it. That son of a bitch is back, bro.
he's an asshole.
That's being nice. It's crazy. This was jam-packed with, you know, just Gotham, right? And we have cops all over the place and in their interaction with cops. It would have. But yeah, I think that's episode number 7 in a nutshell. I mean, this, once again, Devo, this has risen once again. This episode for me was so dark and so gritty. And man, this was a great another like kick up. Let's go forward. And now we got episode 8 to wrap it up. And when that releases along with our, you know, wrap up to the series, I'm hoping they go out with a really good incline. And it'll be crazy to see what they do to wrap all this up.
Like I said, I said it from the very beginning. We'll see what happens. But I still think that this is still just going to be kind of preparation for the movies. I think that this is, I mean, not fully. I mean, there's shit that happened. But I feel like this is just going to be more of, like I said, we can go into this. You're not going to kill off Penguin, not in a Batman movie.
No, not
and
at all.
They've hit it out of the park with Sophia. So I would hate to see Sophia die in the next episode. I would love to see her continue it in the Batman.
Well, I would hate to see Salvatore die, but obviously in this episode he died. It's just, one, because it's Clancy Brown. I'm a huge Clancy Brown fan. Obviously, you can't have everyone survive, and this is a story about, you know, Oswald Cobblepot rising to the top, and obviously you can't have these obstacles in his way. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And like I said, we're going to do episode 8 and then a wrap up to the series, kind of the nice little bow off. And I'm with you. I believe it's going to lead off into the Batman series, but Batman movie, the next one. But let's see. Let's see what happens. All right. That wraps up episode 7. And thank you for listening to this latest episode. Hope you liked it. Give us some feedback on 6 and 7. That's, I guess, towards Max and Reyna. But other than that...
I have another viewer in there, too, by the way.
Oh, okay, even better. Well, they better leave a fucking comment. Oh, well, in that case, goodbye, everyone.
They're anger listening. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.